Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
No.
How y'all doing?
How's your voice?
Yes, it was a rough night, Rob.
I know you did a lot of yelling at the State Theater.
I did. I really feel a little bit tired today.
Yeah, I have a question. Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
How you doing, Rob?
Question, Mike.
Yeah?
Who's guesting on the Love Boat tonight?
The Love Boat. Did anyone have any drinks at the show?
I bought a drink for a guy. I didn't actually have one.
I didn't have any drinks either.
No.
I'm feeling actually pretty good 2 days after the show.
You look good.
Is this audible?
What?
I don't know.
20.
Everybody doing okay?
Yeah, pretty doing good. Great.
Yeah, I stayed out really, really late.
But that was now 2 nights ago.
Yeah, it was. We're actually, technically 1 night ago.
1 night ago.
Yeah. Because this is daytime.
It is. Oh,
okay.
Daytime, nighttime, Saturday, too.
We open our doors.
Oh, no.
Right, I'm putting this down now.
Okay, you clear your throat?
This is the way I really sound. Just kidding.
Yeah, you know what, though? It's not that much different.
Oh, it is so. It is so.
Do the space read.
Huh?
Do the space read.
Tonight on The Love Boat.
Oh, God.
Space. Unraveling the cosmos.
We actually had to take some studio equipment with us to the State Theater, so we did a full studio check before we started the podcast today. Uh-huh. And my only thought is, God, we all sound older.
We do.
We really do. Weathered. We sound like we've aged.
We welcome our good friend Cappy Pfeiffer from Yay. The West Coast.
Thank you.
The number one supporter and the number one fan of the Mike O'Mara Show, and it is great that she was able to come by and see O'MaraCon. We are delighted to have you here again.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Good to be here. Fantastic show, and thank you. I speak for all the listeners and all the fans. That was an amazing show, and thank you.
We had a good time. Unfortunately, I remember none of it.
Oh, come
on. No, it's not true. I remember every little detail.
But I will say this. The show, no matter how long we do on stage, it always goes by in the blink of an eye.
It does.
It takes forever to get on stage.
Katie Powers, our stage manager, and the lady who's going to be doing a new show with Rob, actually gave me only one time cue to worry about.
Was
9:30. We were supposed to be at this point of the show.
Right.
And we were at that point 35 minutes late.
But you nearly hit it.
Yeah, nearly. Came really close. We're here, but it's also Veterans Day.
It is.
And these are five facts and figures you should know about Veterans Day, because we celebrate Veterans Day. We talk about it on this show all the time. This very day, there are probably people that are going to be involved in some kind of action in Afghanistan. It happens all the time around the world. And Veterans Day didn't start until 1954. November 11th used to be Armistice Day, which was the ending of hostilities.
And ending of World War One, technically,
World
right?
World War One, technically, yes. Right. Marking the anniversary of World War One, President Eisenhower.
Hey, stop that.
How dare you?
Kidding. He was one of our straight presidents.
That's right.
That's right.
President Eisenhower changed it to Veterans Day to honor veterans of all wars. And we mentioned Ike last week, I believe, on the bonus show.
Yes.
Maybe.
Go check it out. You'll
little
enjoy
scandal
it
with the Eisenhower administration, but we won't go into that here because it's one of our great veterans, President Eisenhower.
We honor the active and retired.
Active and retired. Exactly. That's correct. There are about 21.2 million military veterans in the U.S., and 1.6 million of them are women.
Yeah.
Bet you didn't know that little factoid.
Working hard. Earning their keep.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
You know, Robert wrote a poem for me, or actually recited a poem to me yesterday that I'd never heard before. He said to me, Dad, I said, yes. He said, you know what? Women drivers, no survivors. I said, son, that's not funny.
Why are you shoehorning that into the veterans?
You made me think of it when you said that you were talking about all the women. I wanted to just say that that is not true.
Right.
And I told my son as much. I don't know what they're teaching him in school, but that's not right.
Roses are red, violets are blue. My dad could never be in the military, but you can too.
That's right. There you are.
And Rob, did you ever consider serving your country?
What I did, Mike, is I sent an application into the USO.
You might have remembered, Rob actually, Rob went there at an ROTC program at Rob's school. Yeah. You might have remembered it when Rob's coach was at the top of that that big telephone pole with a 2x4, and, yes. and he was going, get the hell off of my obstacle!
Yeah.
Get the F off of my obstacle!
Well, when
you are a disgusting fat body, Private Spiewak.
When Bob Hope was in failing health, I offered to step in.
And
I said I would bring my own golf club. I want to tell you.
Your nickname today will be Plaid.
Thank you.
The Vietnam War has the most living veterans. This I had not. Well, of course, living veterans.
Well, it makes sense.
Vietnam War, the most living veterans with approximately 7.4 million veterans from the Vietnam
Shannon's
War.
Shannon's father is a Vietnam vet.
Pretty
is he
amazing.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Welcome home to all of them. The two Gulf Wars have 5.4 million. The Korean War has 2.3 million.
This is alive, surviving, right?
Surviving for veterans. World War II, they're going fast, unfortunately. It's very sad. 1.6 million veterans and 5.3 million veterans served during peacetime. So that's a lot
that
of
is. That is.
There are no surviving U.S. World War veterans anymore, which is...
I didn't know that.
Cappy, it's, I don't know why you're so
Some
shocked.
Of your friends?
I'm not quite sure why you're so shocked.
I have to update my address book.
Was that an age joke about Cappy?
Overhead.
That's terrible. No,
makes Christmas shopping easier.
Pfeiffer with the three-pointer from the line.
Wow.
Oh, my God. All right, so it says there are, yeah, that's no surviving awesome. U.S. World War II. Frank Buckles was the last one. He died 2 years ago at 110 years of age. And I'll throw this out because I guarantee nobody in this room
What's that?
Will get the answer to this. What state has the largest percentage of veterans? You'll never guess.
Well, West by Virginia. Saying that, it makes me want to go.
West Virginia is incorrect.
It makes me want to go to the least obvious. I'll guess Hawaii.
Hawaii is not correct.
Okay.
Idaho.
Idaho is not correct.
Good guess.
Matt Bloom.
Florida.
Florida is not correct. Alaska.
No way.
What? Alaska has really? The so cool. largest percentage of veterans with 13.6% of the adult population. I think it's based on the bases that are
no,
up there.
No, I know.
Maybe.
I know
I might
why.
They retire and just live there.
I don't know.
I know why.
Why?
Because they're keeping an eye on Russia.
Oh. Russia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They
can
they
see,
can see it.
Russia from their house. That's right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Looking for luxury? Then look no further. Come to the Butterfield International Hotel. The perfect destination for your short break, business trip, or romantic weekend.
He kept referring to it as his hotel, but really it was just his office. One of the pillows was made of printer paper.
Good point. The pillows are uncomfortable, and I'm required to tell you that they contravene European safety regulations. When you stay at the Butterfield International Hotel, I can promise you a prince-size bed, tea-making facilities, two drawers and a front door key. But you must promise me one thing, that you'll remind me to charge you for your stay. I keep forgetting and it's costing me money.
I asked for a wake-up call at 6:30 in the morning. Instead, bailiffs woke me at 8.
I was going to wake him, but the bailiffs had been round to my house the day before and repossessed my alarm clock, amongst other items. But don't worry, it won't happen again.
The advert said it was a five-star hotel, but five-star hotels should have a toilet.
Those aren't stars. They're asterisks, each one referring to a fault with the hotel, one of which is the lack of toilet facilities. The Butterfield International Hotel. Call now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide over 20 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT for now.
You know what that is, Mike? We are in the middle of the golden era of WTNT.
Oh, I agree.
It has never been better.
It'll never be better than it is right now.
And if you ever have a chance to go to a full functioning radio station,
that's right.
Look at the way the eyes follow you on the mounted animals on the wall.
It's very exciting.
In a way, it's reassuring and it's creepy, but I just really what I'm trying trying to say is, hi, Kelly.
How you doing, guys? And the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa today. What is today? Today is Monday.
The 11th.
November 11th, Veterans Day, 2013. Our show is brought to you by the same folks that sponsored our live show at the State Theater. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. If you were at the live show, you saw their logo in big, bold letters right above the stage.
Perfect.
If you'd like a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore Insurance Services, and we thank them for defraying some of the costs associated with that live show.
Indeed,
on,
making
Saturday.
The live show possible.
Yes, so we
great
wouldn't have been able to do it without them, and we really do appreciate it. We also want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody. I believe it was a sellout with the Based on the Walk up there, because it sure looked like it.
Done and done.
The balcony was filled, and we couldn't we had a little late-minute business, amazingly significant, much more so than before.
They had
as
to
I believe
people
you predicted.
Away at the box office.
You really? Yes. So they sold out the state.
But luckily.
You had to wait till the last day?
Just to kill you, Mike.
You had to wait till the last day?
It was so nice to see that line of people waiting to get in, and luckily my dad was out front introducing himself to everybody.
Horny Bob Spiewak was?
Oh, my God, yeah. I got more people saying, hey, I met your father. I said, how did this happen? He said, he introduced himself.
What was Marcus Serta, host of Omeracast, the guy that I believe was on the list for backstage, what was he doing waiting online?
I guess the
have
way
you ever blown an opportunity to get backstage? Have you ever really not done it?
Was that because Marcus was too like blottoed to know that he was on the VIP
the
list?
The way it worked is you would go and pick up
blottoed. Probably
you pick up your tickets or your passes at the box office, but then you still had to get in line.
To get in.
And further, I think what happened is Marcus did get backstage and looked at five flights of steps and said, screw it.
I really don't think I want to make that trip up to the stairs.
Have you ever had to climb 8 half flights of stairs?
You know, this should tell you that once I made that trek up the Mount Vesuvius of green rooms.
I know that you were rather staid.
I said... I remember walking back there. I got ready for the show, and I said, this is it. I'm here.
You're
for the
not
duration.
Going anywhere.
I'll come back down. But this is the power of Motor Booty Affair.
Yeah,
I wanted
true.
To see their first set. I wanted to see them come on stage.
You did not have the pleasure of seeing their sound check.
I didn't see their sound check.
And
no.
I knew you were in for a treat. They were an amazing organization.
And as nice a bunch of guys as they were talented musicians.
Yes.
And I hope they had a great time. I didn't get to see them after the show. It's tough because
Because they're pros. They broke down and went home.
They did it. They did the job. It was fantastic. And for everybody that sold out the State Theater, a sellout. I'm so happy about that.
Woo!
That's awesome.
Thank you to Mickey
Coachella. Next time, more expensive at the door. What's that?
Thank you for Mickey Coachella.
Mickey killed as
it.
Usual. Always. And Mickey is a very, very funny guy. And Mickey's funny always.
He can't help it.
Mickey's funny in the green room before the show.
Yeah. And you're just talking to him on the phone. He's funny.
You know, what was funny was I was thinking about this when we were backstage in the green room. And at one point you had me, you had Rob, Oscar, you had Chad and Drab, radio people, you had Dude Walker, was a
thank
legendary
you to Dude
morning
for making
guy.
That trip to come out and
absolutely.
Introduce us the best.
Dude Walker, you had Tony Perkins, you had a lot.
Annie U,
a lot of, broadcasting
media
people that were there. And we were all talking about our shared love of Broadcast Corporate.
And it was the darkest moment of the night.
It was
it really, really was.
It was great because we're all just so
bitter.
I know that these corporate suits might think they've got it all figured out, but the fact is we know what you're doing to us.
Yeah.
We accept it in many cases. Some of us don't have to deal with it anymore.
And Mickey
but
was,
even we deal with it with WTNT. We deal with that.
Mickey
crap.
Was just wrapping up his set and he walks in. And he kills the room.
He just kills.
He just did a comedy show for 800 people, and then he came and did a comedy show for us in the
yeah,
green room.
Yeah, awesome.
I think that my favorite backstage moment for Omaricom would have to be when I'm sitting down with your pal, Todd Moore, and I'm kind of talking Todd off the ledge. Because I really wanted to. Todd somehow was hip to the fact that he was going to be made fun of at the show.
Well, I think
and
he
I
sees
said,
it coming. That's his sort of position.
I didn't mention a single thing to him.
That's his position when he gets in this orbit. I mean, he is a more broadcast affiliate. He runs Tech 411. But when he comes in your broadcast circle, he's not much of a host. He's more of a target.
Funny.
He's funny. And he doesn't even know he's funny.
He doesn't know he's funny, but he knows he's going to get ribbed.
Yes.
And he knows it's coming, and he has this little smirk, and it's like, so And it's just kind of this resigned look that he has. And he's like, all right, what are you going to say?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sitting there with Todd, and I'm going back and forth with him about what's going to happen. And, you know, I said...
You set the table without revealing the meal.
I did say, Todd, yeah. I said, Todd, when we do the Oscar This Is Your Life segment...
Yes.
I said, Todd, I would be lying to you if I didn't say you are going to be a central theme.
Yes.
In the comedy. Oh, God.
Yeah.
What is it going to be? And we went to that Todd joke again and again and again.
Throughout the show.
And I think he got it, but you said he said something to your father.
Well, Oscar will back me up on this, is Todd is, if nothing else, thirsty.
Yes, yes.
And when he showed
he
up,
want to be dehydrated.
When he showed up, he was already having a great time. And This Is Your Life Oscar was second to last on the show syllabus. So by the time we did This Is Your Life Oscar, he had almost quenched his thirst entirely. And he was up in the VIP section with my father. And I won't reveal the jokes that were in the Oscar bit, but he leaned over to my dad and said, Bob. And my father said, yeah, Ty. I'm not really gay.
Oh, my God. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There was a question.
Though. No, I don't even think my father was considering it.
He was watching the show.
Oh, dear.
And then my father, who was equally concerned during my This Is Your Life segment, mm-hmm. I think leaned over to Kathy and said, Rob was not that fat as a child.
Oh, but it was great.
Oh, and, so much fun.
Look, I want to address the only thing I've been hearing a lot on the social networking websites is, and maybe Oscar can speak to this a little bit, because it's not like we're being lazy, and it's not like we're trying to screw our fans of this show all over the country.
Far from it.
When we don't offer a video. I think you can speak to the fact that we're trying to just do a show. This show was just designed for a live stage.
It was so new to us.
Right.
Because, and we talked about this even before the show started, not this initial conversation, but about how we lay the table for the show that we didn't know how it was going to go over.
Right.
Yeah, thank you very much. Damn it. How we set the table for the show that when we talked about doing a video component for it, we said, I don't know if this is going to convey. If it's actually going to work the way that we want it to work.
And there was a tremendous risk on that. And
yes.
Another thing, and I actually spoke to Mickey about this at the beginning of the night when we were just trying to kill a little time waiting to go on. He said, you're not going to do a video stream or anything or DVD. I said, no. And the reason, I said, I almost brought a tape recorder to tape it for myself as the show's historian. But anytime we've tried to capture just the audio portion of one of our live shows, it's never quite the way you remember it.
And I
wanted to remember it the way I remembered it, not a taped representation.
And to
of
do
it.
That properly...
would have cost thousands of
because
dollars.
Because we would have needed an entire separate
production staff.
TV production staff, yes. Which we don't have, and we don't have access to. And really, yeah, was it overly complicated as a live stage show? No, not particularly.
Really, no.
But it would have required an entire... video production to do that, unless we wanted to get up there with cameras and hack it and put out a product that's just crap.
We
I didn't
want
to do that.
We were not entirely pleased the last time we did a live video stream. It was adequate,
yeah,
but it wasn't
not good.
We don't want to attach our name, and we're really, it's not me and Oscar, we don't want to attach Mike's name to something we're not proud of.
Right.
And what we did is we did a show we were extraordinarily proud of.
We were.
But we were playing to those 800 people.
And so now the usual question is... back to the West Coast, there is a growing sentiment from the great state of California.
5 years. Doing another show in 5 years.
We're
2018.
We're going to do one next year. Okay. We promise. But we this is to all the people in the greater Sacramento area. I want to say this.
And there is nothing
greater.
We're
going to, what?
I want to say this.
Just hear them out.
We know you love your area out there, and we know it's a hotbed of support for this show. We know that. Mm-hmm. We're aware of that.
And you have an NBA team. You're happening.
But also...
for how long?
But also, making a trip over the mountain...
Yeah.
You know, there's that great town called Reno over on the other side, and we had such a good time doing it there.
And we know people there.
What about San Francisco?
San Francisco... I don't know.
Right next to
Google. You almost launched into your micro impression there.
Right next to Google. That's what it is for you. Right next to Google.
You know
what
would be great?
Apple Corporation? Maybe
we said when we were in Reno, Nevada. We said on stage.
We were hammered, though.
That, no.
I wasn't.
But it doesn't matter. We said that we would be coming back to Reno for our next West Coast show.
Did we say Reno or did we say we're coming back west? Because another option would, of course, be Las Vegas so Oscar could visit his money.
Yeah, inside that machine.
Cappy, let me ask you, because you're a Californian and you're a West Coast fan of the show. So between, say, let's just, I mean, we're spitballing here. Nothing has been determined. Nothing has
My
been
mouth
decided.
Is too dry to spitball anything right now. I swear to God, I'm dying over here.
Between Reno, if Reno is a possibility, would Las Vegas be a possibility?
Oh,
as
absolutely.
Well? People would travel, you think, from the West Coast to
Las Vegas,
to Vegas
is such a destination
but
city.
Think about all the listeners in San Francisco.
Well, see, the listeners in San Francisco.
But what about the earthquakes?
There was one in 1916. The listeners in San Francisco made it over to Reno. We had a lot of San Francisco listeners come to Reno.
How far is San Francisco from Sacramento?
An hour and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not bad at all.
And it's about an hour and 45 minutes over to Reno from Sacramento, right?
Yeah. Pretty close, and it's a beautiful drive.
I think what about Reno? A West Coast swing?
Oh, there you go.
What is that like for the bedroom?
San Francisco. So we do three nights. Three nights. San Francisco.
I'm not bringing the drums. F that.
Sacramento and then Reno.
I have a suggestion.
He knows what the answer is. That's a great idea.
That is. That's good.
That is a really terrific
idea.
He's
shaking his head. Yes. I'd like to add one that I think you would like. Consider Napa.
Napa, like wine country?
Yeah.
There's
a really nice theater there, too.
Really?
Called the Uptown.
You know what would be great is if we did Napa not on the first night, though. Because then nights three and four
don't
happen.
We're not doing three nights.
Well, no, he says we are.
What about Chico?
Let's go to Folsom.
Folsom would be play the prison like Johnny Cash.
Like Johnny Cash.
That would be fun.
Keep my eyes open. Anyway, what's your bet?
So which night? And then we do Anaheim.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll do Orange County.
Okay, shut up.
And the Hollywood Bowl.
Calm down, please. Jesus. Anyway, it was a great night. High points for me of the night were, to be honest, I had never seen or heard the band live performing, and it was so exciting.
Motor Booty Affair.
It was so exciting that our choice for the winner of our contest happened to be that great, and
so
they came
fantastic.
All that way too, and they could not have been nicer guys. And you know, you guys know when I arrived, I'm like, "Where's the band?" And then, "Is the band here yet?" I kept asking and asking, and they finally came back to the green room in their outfits, and I got to meet all the guys. They were such cool guys.
You look starstruck when you met them.
I loved them. They were cool. And you know, the first thing you said to me when I arrived at the venue was, "You missed the sound check. They're awesome."
They were awesome. When you have a 4-man organization that can accurately do an ELO song, I mean accurately.
Right.
My jaw was on the floor.
Very, very cool.
MotorBootyAffair.com is their website. You should definitely check it out.
Oh, and also they do a thing. There are YouTube videos and they have a great demo. If you search this, it's called Classical Night Fever, where they have actually written charts for a symphony orchestra. So they play disco music with a full symphony behind them.
Yeah, these guys are real musicians.
It's amazing.
And that drummer using my drums, I mean, really, it was so cool. And those were my drums, which was neat for me too.
I knew that he was into it when he said, "Would Mike mind if I tuned his drums for him?" I said, "I don't think he'd care if you broke him up."
No, that's great though. I see. I'll definitely maybe set him back up to see what it sounds
like. Well, we got to carry him in first. Let's see how it goes.
We got all this stuff coming back in. That was a high point for me. Really seeing all the friends come backstage and everybody else having a good time. But I think, and we can talk about this now, I think one of the things that I was most excited is when we announced our new shows for the More Network.
Yes.
We're really, really, really excited to have Mickey Coachella with a show that's going to debut sooner than later, actually.
Yes.
Might even debut before 2014. We're excited.
You were
that.
Joking around late last week about how there were no surprises left to be done at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you were, you know, playing it up pretty good. But the announcement of all these shows were surprises. And the
Well, no, Mickey wasn't because when I got interviewed by Marcus Serta.
You never committed to it, though.
I know, but, you know, he's such a radiophile that he gets on and goes,
"Let me see if I can ruin the mood.
You mean Mickey Coachella?"
But there were also lots of other surprises. Yeah.
But I love Marcus. I want to say that too. And Marcus is a great supporter of the show. So when the first words Marcus said to me, "Please don't hate me."
Yeah.
It's like, you know, with the grin on his face. No, Marcus, I'll tell you, as much as you try to make me hate you, I'm not going to hate you. Okay. Yeah. There it is, Marcus.
God, you are like a girl in Cops.
I know.
You are. Yeah. You really, really
well,
are.
Well, he just was.
Hit me again.
I was. The surprise was that we announced It's Mickey.
Yeah,
that he was going to be
going
on the
to
show.
Debut first week in December.
First week in December.
Now
the
that's
Mickey
what
Coachella
I call
show.
A Christmas present.
That's going to be. What's wrong with you today? Do you still have alcohol coursing through your veins?
Yes, my blood alcohol content has not even got a decimal in it. Good God. It's a whole number, Mike.
We are very excited. There's another new show with two very funny comedians, Rob and Joe.
Yes.
They are going to be debuting. That starts rather soon also.
It's going to be the third week in December.
And then we are so excited to make this announcement. The Tony Perkins Show, Channel 5 anchorman Tony Perkins will be debuting on the More Network also, and he will be doing a show, and we're very, very excited about that.
Very excited myself because, as I told Tony, I miss him in the mornings. It's great to have him on in the evenings now.
Right.
But he was a part of my day, and he's going to be able to do, Mike, I'm trying, man. I'm really trying. Let me have a sip of water here. My mouth is like a desert.
Mr. Douglas.
But mostly I want to thank you for your support. Tony explained that one thing he misses in the morning is the ability to be Tony, because he's really a heavy news anchor now, and he's going to be able to bring that to his podcast.
And he's also a radio guy.
He knows exactly
what he's doing.
For all of you in the State Theater, your response to the announcement of these new shows was so terrific, and it just kind of validates the fact that people are really looking forward to, you know, this medium and this delivery system to get new quality, and I emphasize quality content. Yes. You know, we're throwing out shows that we are delighted to be associated with these guys. And outside of Omeracast, we're going to offer you quality.
Now what are you doing?
I'm giving Marcus.
Because I thought we were canceling Omeracast.
I know. Well, that was after that interview. I wanted to cancel that. No, but Marcus and all the people he brought down from New England, thank you for that. And Marcus rocks. And no, I don't hate you, Marcus. I just didn't like the fact that you were trying to scoop me on all the things I was going to do at the live show.
Do you hate Steve Mermelstein?
Steve Mermelstein! We'll take a break and come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Love was in your eyes. Rob, let me ask you this. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. How did Carrie see the show? Did she see the show well?
Her vision is so good, thanks to AC lenses, that she doesn't even want to be with me anymore. She says, God, I married that?
She's aware. Yes,
what
Carrie,
an a-hole.
Carrie has improved her vision. Shannon got her crazy stuff for Halloween. All these products, contact lenses, available at AC Lens with their easy-to-use website. They're great prices, one-stop shopping for all your optical needs, meeting the optical needs of the whole family with free shipping and fast delivery, and their customer service has won awards.
The best.
It is that good. They sell every contact lens available in the U.S., all with a 365-day guarantee, and all purchases are secure. If you'd like to order yours, you just go to aclens.com. That's aclens.com. If you want to do it with the phone, do it with the phone. 888-248-LENS. They have style you can afford and quality you can see. 20% off all orders with free returns on everything.
I just wanted to say, we've been talking about the State Theater, and I know that each and every one of us went on Facebook and thanked everybody for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to remind everybody that whether you made it to the show or you didn't, the way that you listen to this program, the way that you're passionate about this show and what we do, we've built such a wonderful, loving community that the crowd that night was overwhelmingly positive.
Absolutely.
And fun.
The energy was amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes it so
great
easy
people,
to
right?
do a show. It really, this isn't like a stand-up show, even though Mickey's a great stand-up and did a great set. We go out and do these shows. It's just like saying hi to a bunch of old friends.
Yeah.
People know what they're going to expect, what they're going to get, rather. We know what to expect with our crowd, and it's just fun. And with that said, we don't like to do anything but provide a very funny evening for people. And so it is a love affair that we have with the audience there and the passion that people have. And that's why, and for the people that made a big deal about the three of us going out into the crowd, that's SOP. We go out there. We do that every single time.
My favorite part of the night, really. I love it. It's so much fun.
It's great for us, and it's just as fun. With your response to us when we go out and do that, that's what we do. That's part of the equation. We're not going to be filling stadiums. We're not. We know that. But we're going to go out and get big venues that support the number of people that we bring in, and it's just big enough where we can go out and try to meet as many people as we can.
Perfect.
We did that in Reno. We did that last night. We will do that again. That is never – we don't even discuss it. It's part of the routine.
Right.
We're like, what time – how will we go down into the crowd? When will we go down into the crowd? And we enjoy it. So for people that think that's some sort of special thing we do, it's not. It's standard operating practice.
I was shocked by how many people said thank you for the show when there's no way we can thank them enough for making not just that night possible, yeah, but what we do on a daily basis.
I digress
possible.
Because I wanted to finish this off with AC Lens.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Click on the microphone, enter the promo code TMOS20. That's promo code TMOS20. Some exemptions apply. See site for details. So it really was, it was great. It was fun. And then, of course, it's the after time. It's the time when you download. And I really, every time I do this, I say to myself that the next time is going to be further away because it's just not worth it.
Well,
it is
worth it. All of us should know better by now.
I know. It's just, it's horrible.
By download,
we love the celebrating, but we hate the payment for the celebrating.
So the show's over. Because of the blue laws, we get scooted out after Motor Booty Fair leaves the stage of the State Theater. So
right,
you guys go next door, right?
And now, because they've got some fans over there that work at that joint.
And yes, also, I want to mention them by name because, again, they treated us
wonderfully. Yeah, because
Claire and Don's on Park
it's
Place.
It's right next to the State Theater, and it was perfect, and we love this place.
Yeah, it's a good place.
I love, if this place was in my neighborhood, I would be a regular. It was great. They have amazing food,
yeah,
a great friendly staff. We had a great time over there as well. The problem is that, you know, they had normal hours, so it went late.
Yeah.
It went real, real late. And all I know is 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Oh, no.
I am lying on the couch down here.
You never made it upstairs?
I'm in some horrible, contorted position.
It's like Cirque du Soleil on the couch.
Breathing without my apparatus.
Oh, no.
And so Carla's like, Mike. And incidentally, Miss Sensitive, you know, who's also feeling up, and this is, you know, instead of like, honey,
hey,
honey, why don't you come down?
Time to
and I was
wake
like,
up.
Mike! It's like, Mike! 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 And so I'm like, what? Yeah. What? She said, come to bed. Come to bed. We're up there. We're going to bed. And so,
yeah, boy.
No, you were.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Not like that. The baby.
Oh, sorry.
So they're up there. Sure. He's in the bassinet. And oh god,
I'm surprised you didn't end up in the bassinet.
And then I
wonder if I could fit in this thing.
So it's 8
it's
o'clock
close.
In the morning. I go upstairs and I realize when I get upstairs, even with the late night, I'm up. I'm awake.
Oh, no.
It's time to start the day.
Oh, this is a mistake.
8:30, I'm downstairs. I'm rustling around, and people started to stir at a certain point, and I gave everybody rides back to their car, and then actually picked up a little cuisine.
Yes, you did.
For the O'Meara household.
A little celebration.
It How could people as different as you and I be so alike?
Because we're both fat tubs of goo.
And there's no going back.
We're fat men.
We've both been skinny in the recent past. And
you far more deserving of your day after than I was. But
right.
went the
but
same
mine
way.
Was
thank you, Oscar. He is right.
Let me diffuse.
So right. Know thyself.
Let me disprove exactly what he said. Because after we did the breakdown at the State Theater, I also went over to that place and drank all of their whiskey.
Right.
And then, because, you know, you gave me a hard time about drinking on stage. I really kind of kept it together during the show.
You did. And the show was better for it.
But yeah. Well, I mean, it's best to have.
Rob, Rob, what did I tell the truth?
I know.
I text you?
You said.
Rob killed it.
Yeah. Rob killed it.
Right. Rob was in better shape than I was, and Rob
killed it.
But that being said, and that's very kind of you, but it doesn't undo the fact that when they closed down this bar at 2 a.m.
yeah, it was 2.
I had to wait with a pair of listeners, Chris and Monica. I won't call them out by name, but I'm very glad they chose to take a cab.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Monica.
I went so far as to send them a message on Facebook. How's your head? Reply, worst ever. So I got home at about 3. And before I even undid my tuxedo jacket, I was cooking hot dogs in my kitchen at 3 a.m.
I'll do anything for food.
There you go.
And while this is going on,
right,
Tab, who was a marvelous help to the show, Tab Patterson, who took photographs for us. And
thank you, Tab.
Tab slept in your bed that weekend, right?
He's with me, yes.
Tab stay at your home?
He slept in the bassinet. Yeah, Tab stayed at my house, but Tab is such a great asset
Let me
during
do my
the live
tab
show.
It.
Stop it.
That's my
He's great. So I'm cooking hot dogs at 3 a.m. Tab's question to me is, do you have any more ice cream? I say, yeah. So Tab is eating ice cream with Nutella,
grown, man.
And I'm eating hot dogs, and we're watching a Johnny Carson infomercial. And
I know the one you're talking about,
yeah,
too.
And I look at him, and I say, you know what's sad?
is I'm still in a tuxedo. But the food was so urgent that I... And then...
Where's Carrie during this whole
thing? Oh, she had gone... She'd had such a good time that she'd gone home ahead of me and she was in bed asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Lucky her. I bet she felt better on Sunday.
Well, yeah, because she was the one that we see. I was still so keyed up that at 4, I took an Ambien.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. You're going to kill yourself.
I know. And so I Elvis'd out.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Rolled out of bed at
noon. Were you on the toilet?
No, I rolled out of bed at noon, and Carrie, bless her heart, she says, you know it would be great right now? And I said, She said, let me go to Five Guys and get some burgers. I said, fantastic.
Nice.
So she goes to Five Guys and gets us burgers and fries.
Wait.
Just
wait. Rob. This is Rob's brain.
Hey, bro. What'd you like on that burger?
Hey, man.
What would you like in that burger?
How about some mustard?
Hey, Brain.
Hey, Rob.
How do you feel about mixing pills and booze?
That's a great idea, Rob. Did you take an Ambien?
The thing is that if you mix pills and booze, invariably you've had enough booze to make you think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I would like to take this moment to announce my candidacy for mayor of Toronto.
Booze and pills, what could possibly
go wrong? One Ambien, it hardly counts at my size.
Oh, my God. So you were that wound up, huh?
Yeah, I was. I was
excited
up.
Yeah.
But I slept till noon except for one call at 8 o'clock from my son, who was at my sister-in-law's house, and he was so sweet. He was so excited for us that he actually made me a bracelet for good luck to wear.
I saw that bracelet. It was that nice rubber band bracelet.
But he called me at 8 o'clock, just a little over 3 hours after I went to bed, and he said, Dad! How did it go? Was it great? Were you great? Was Mike great? Did you have fun? I said, we can't do this now. I'm going to have to call you back because we can't do this now. And I talked to him later. I said, you called me this morning, right? He said, yeah, you sounded so sleepy. I said, we're going to the clinic.
How does Tab do it? How does Tab, well, love for you.
Well, no.
He's sober.
He's cold sober, right?
But the thing is Tab was going 100 miles an hour all day, too.
Right.
And you know what? If you get in that inner circle of the excitement of the show, that adrenaline, even with the booze, it's really hard to come down
from.
Did
he think about maybe winding down by putting an addition on your deck or something?
He thought he did ask.
Because he's a handyman,
go,
right?
Go.
He did ask. And, he actually...
Tab's a professional photographer, right?
Video editor.
His profession is video editing.
Okay.
But his photography is his passion, and he takes the best pictures that anyone has ever taken for us. So, again, thank you, Tab, for taking a weekend off and coming up to be our right hand. You did an amazing job.
Also, thank you to Tony Bloom.
Yes, Tony Bloom was
Tony
great.
Boy, yes. I messaged Tony yesterday, and he had a terrific time as well. Did you have fun?
Confidence builder for him.
I had a great time.
It was a confidence builder for him. Yeah. Because the pressure, Pony, have you, let me ask you this. You've been associated with the Big O and Duke show. You've been around our show for a while. Have you ever felt more pressure than you felt prior to the show that afternoon?
Absolutely not.
I felt that.
I don't know how we're going to get into it, but it was not the best dress rehearsal run through we've ever had.
No, not by a long shot.
And they always say,
based on the technical elements of putting these, the incredible Herculean task of getting photographs on a large screen.
Well, it's never been done before.
It seemed to take like 15 hours to get figured out.
Understand this structure, the State Theater, built in the 1930s as a movie theater.
As a movie theater.
The building was built to put pictures on a screen.
That's exactly
why
right.
they made the edifice.
That's right.
And it took us 6 hours to do it.
To be quite honest with you, this would have worked better if you had brought in a carousel. Do you remember those, Rob?
Yes.
Cappy, you know what I'm talking about?
An actual slide.
The carousel.
Yeah.
And you just go, kajit, kajit, kajit. You know, you just do it that way. But instead, we're going computer A to computer B.
Yeah. HDMI.
Computer A. Yes, Dad, we're going to put this cable here. And I didn't realize that, because I'm not savvy in the world of tech.
Yeah.
No. I didn't realize that the longer the cable, that because you
degradation.
Have
degradation.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it was that finicky that
it
degraded. If you've got one computer that you are putting into a projector, and that computer is up on the stage, and the projector is all the way back, and you have to kind of connect those with the cable,
you're limited by length.
See, I'm foolish that way.
No, you're not foolish.
It needs a little extra
juice,
much like Dixie cups.
That's actually.
That's actually an issue we had when we were first building the podcasting machine in this studio.
Yes.
The HDMI cables, we were limited on length.
The amount of
just
time.
To pull back the curtain a little bit, we did what is affectionately known in tech circles or in the corporate world as a PowerPoint.
Right.
And the PowerPoint presentation was going to go like this. This was Oscar's baby.
Yes.
It was Oscar's idea. And it was also going to be a huge part, the largest part of our show.
The lion's share of the show, yeah.
And then we'll tell you exactly what happened during dress rehearsal and the fun that ensued after.
Would you call it fun?
Oh, I was not a happy man.
No, you were fun to be. You were like when you had your phone stolen.
Yeah, well, there were a lot of moving parts and, yeah. We had us a nice little dress rehearsal. We'll come back and tell you all about it on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Right away, a bombing through train.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You know, right now you can incorporate your business or form an LLC at LegalZoom.com, and you can do all of that, and I'm not lying here,
right,
for just $99.
Change back on 100.
Just like that fellow that sent me the Facebook message where he wanted to, I think, file a deed.
Yeah.
You know, there are lots of little legalese situations where a lot of people think you have to go to an expensive, overpriced law firm to get these things done. You don't. LegalZoom's online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. It couldn't be much easier. Can do any of your legal needs. You can do big corporate things as well.
Sure.
LegalZoom provides self-help services at your specific direction, and they can connect you to an attorney, but this is the most important part. They are not a law firm, so you save a pile of money. Get an extra discount when you enter TMOS in the referral box at checkout. Don't wait on the sidelines while others are taking charge of their futures. Don't ignore vital legal work that you have to do because you think it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Now is the best time to get in the game and launch your business. Don't put it off. For incorporation, trademark, patents, and more, just go to LegalZoom.com right now.
When?
Right now.
Thank you.
Discount code TMOS. That's LegalZoom.com. Discount code TMOS. So let me get back to what we were doing for the show. A very, very significant portion of our presentation was going to be pictures.
Visual, right. Yeah.
Photographs.
Something we'd never done before.
Right. And photographs in sequence, like a slideshow. That's all it was, really, but that's what it was.
Uh-huh.
And it had to be coordinated because some of this stuff was, you know, we just ad-libbed our way through it, and other things were prepared where we had to have specific information about each picture. And so the way it was set up to be was that, and the way I always thought it was going to be, was we were going to be up on stage. Oscar was going to have a computer and he was going to hit the pictures. Oscar would be controlling it.
Right.
And we'd do that and we'd all be able to not have to look in back of us at the screen, the giant screen. We'd just be looking at a monitor up on stage.
Yes, right.
No fuss, no muss, easy peasy.
Japanese.
Let's get wheezy.
That's right.
But anyway, it was going to be fine. So we're doing this and suddenly, late in the game, like late in the day on Saturday, this becomes just a complete cluster F.
What seemed to be so simple,
yes,
we probably should have attacked this earlier, but the band had done the sound check. We did a walkthrough of the blocking of the show, all that stuff. So then all we had to do was put the slides up.
And Oscar told me to get there at 3:00 in the afternoon.
Right.
And I was even later than that, 3:20. And I got there, and Rob's first thing was the band. The sound check was done. The band's ready to go. I'm like, oh, yeah.
All the lights were done.
All the lights were beautiful.
All I was worried about, because it's really all I thought I had to worry about. And then the process of the pictures begins.
Yeah.
And it got more difficult. And then they put a picture up on the screen that looked like it had been fished out of someone's toilet.
Yeah.
It was.
And
I'm
quality.
Like, why?
To call it muddy would be an
and
insult
I'm like,
to mud.
What the F? It's just a photograph.
Yeah.
They were perfectly clear. Pony took most of them. They're fantastic. What's going on? And then the tech speak starts going on, and I'm beginning to get the ice cream headed. Do you guys notice that little chair? Where I was going out of my way to be quiet.
You were.
And to be patient.
Yeah. I was really,
and not to be me.
I was waiting for some sort of explosion.
I was just
it never
sitting
came,
there.
But I know that you were sizzling. Yeah.
Well, then they finally, the determination is made, and this is, we should really explain how we did this, that running a cable They tried it with wireless technology. The wireless technology, they just don't have the Wi-Fi in there or what?
Whatever signal they have running in that place didn't allow us to do what we did here in the studio.
Yeah. Okay.
And the run-through that we did there the first
time. You originally were going to have a wireless computer, yes. And you were going to go click, 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 click.
Their Bluetooth was full of cavities.
It was very, very difficult to handle that. Didn't work.
It wasn't something we could trust.
So that's, incidentally, that's... Strike one.
That's right.
So strike two is they're going to
hardwire.
They've got a hardwire cable. No problem at all. So then they hardwire the cable all the way back to the little slide projector, which is what I'm still going to call it, a little slide projector.
Right.
The picture comes up that looks like it was fished out of somebody's toilet, and I'm like, we have these phenomenal photographs. We can't have it look like that. Well, the cable is too long, and we're going to degrade the signal. It's like, okay, that's good.
They
news.
Don't do it on purpose. It just happens.
Then it becomes essential to have the computer right at the sight of the projector, because then you will have a nice, pristine, clear picture.
Yes.
Which is in the middle of the theater, two-thirds of the way back from the stage.
But the problem is, Oscar is on stage with us, and then it's like, well, we'll have Oscar. Oscar says, I'll just go back to the back of the set. I said, no.
We need you on stage.
It's a three-person show. We need you up on that stage to be, you know, talking about whatever you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
That's
three.
That's strike three. And then somebody said, well, we could perhaps have somebody run the the computer from back of the house. Mm-hmm. And maybe Pony Boy can do it.
A quick thank you to Katie Cole.
Yes.
Who came out and worked.
Yes, she did.
And she's
how many times did you say, let Katie do it?
She's pivotal to this because Pony Boy doesn't work great under pressure.
Right. By the way, the magic number, Mike, the magic number was 4. 4 times you said, Pony Boy cannot run those pictures.
Yes.
4 times is how times it was said.
You know what happened is at some point, Pony, you said, didn't you say that you didn't have the confidence to do it?
Yeah,
didn't
you
come out and say that
confident.
To us?
I was worried I was going to miss the cues, which I did a few times because the audience was crazy loud.
Right. No. Yes. Now don't go. Don't skip ahead because you actually.
Back to rehearsal.
He really doesn't want this story to go as longer, and it has to be.
You actually did a fine job when you actually did it. The cues you missed were you skipped ahead once.
Yeah.
Which I knew would happen. But anyway, I knew he would.
Yeah.
I knew he would. But the fact is, it worked out. Overall, fairly well.
Yes,
it really
a
worked
very
out
high great. Percentage of
but
it.
But during worked. That, you know, that time, we...
During
we,
rehearsal, you said, Pony, do you think you're going to be able to handle this? And there's no one else in the theater except for the support staff and us.
Yes.
We're on stage.
Exactly.
He says, no. And at that point, I look to a trusted friend and an old intern of the show, Katie Cole next door. And
girl.
I remember. Girl. I will remember forever what you said. She has ice water in her veins.
She does.
I mean, she
does.
Is fearless and handled. She does.
Yes.
She has. She does not get flapped in situations like this. But at the same time. Pony
knew the presentation.
He had lived with
it. And the computer.
He took the pictures.
Yes.
He had been part of this. He had to do this, but you.
He looked so nervous. He kept on moving the computer monitor. You didn't notice this towards girl. like while we were talking. Like these were nonverbal communications. Say, take this from me.
You wanted to do it.
I don't want to do this.
Do you feel that the taking the bull by the balls? And ultimately doing this little presentation that you do, is it a sense of accomplishment? Don't you feel like now you've kind of, you've jumped over a hurdle?
Oh my God. Yes.
I agree.
I feel 1,000 times more confident. I just needed to do it.
Cause you know what it is, Pony. And I'm going to say this in front of all of our listeners. This is for you. This is the big W. This is where you proved to yourself, you were given the response, you ended up doing it. I know you were freaked out about all the moving parts, but
canceled
at the end of the
date.
Day, you know, you did it.
That's right.
You got it done, and you get the round of applause.
Woo!
Thank you for making it work.
Do you know at the end of that live show in the State Theater, he didn't look as happy that night as he did when he built our computer system. He looked like he had built a home. He was so happy.
I said to people, you know, one of the things about our little live show, a lot of moving parts.
And more on this one than ever before.
It was fun, though.
It was
because Oscar challenged us to go out of our comfort zone and do something we've never done before. Part of my thing, especially with a live show and doing this show, is you know how I feel about spontaneity.
Or change.
Don't go there yet. As far as the spontaneity of doing it, I like things to be fluid. Show being able to go in a right turn. It wasn't that I had to sacrifice some of that because of the prepared
only some
material
though.
That we had.
Only some.
We were
allowed to, and you know what was great is for your This Is Your Life segment,
right?
That was wonderfully free-flowing.
That was totally free-form.
So that was okay.
Spitball. Yeah.
But it was still, you know, next slide, Pony, and then you did a great job walking him through that. It was something where...
Talk about your magic light switch.
The ultimate way that we did
the solution.
It,
and this really was, this is like turn of the century George M. Cohan technology.
It could not have been more antiquated.
This box was the size, it looked like shoes came in it. It was a huge box on our
metal
table.
On the table. Pony is in the back, and I am communicating with Pony with a flashing light.
Morse code.
Seriously?
Morse code.
Did you know that, Cappy?
No.
So when we're
another huge box by Pony.
Right. When we're going up to show the different slides, every time I wanted, I gave the little thumb switch.
No.
And a light would flash.
And at one point, we went to, I think, the third or fourth PowerPoint, the one for you guys.
Yes.
And I think Oscar had to like nudge me because I was, let's just say, I was enjoying the evening so much that I forgot that I had to communicate. Yeah. With Pony.
You
I did it one time
hydrated.
Earlier where I forgot it, but you said, you got to hit the switch.
You got to hit the switch.
Of course I do. Of course I do. No problem whatsoever.
But the system did work, and credit to the State Theater for offering that to us
because
they watched us going through the iterations.
It really was Morse code. And then we were also...
It was Morse code. I was sending Pony a signal from ship to ship. That's how we did it.
Really, the backup plan to that we never got to, Mike was going to fly pigeons.
I remember at one point we were going through the dry run with the Morse code, the flashing light.
Right. And I didn't want to do what we did with Rob's segment when he said, next slide, please. That worked, but it can only work for one of them.
Not the
entire
show.
If we'd done it for all of them, it would have been tedious. Next slide,
and also because the times that we were, when I wasn't saying next slide, they were very tightly written.
Right.
And the timing was contingent on it being against the screen.
Especially the Manassas walking.
Exactly.
And did you know that every time the light flashed, he got a little peanut?
That's right. The Pavlovian method right there with Pony.
So,
here's a treat.
We were going through the dry run. This is why it was nerve-wracking.
So that peanut was like attached to a little stainless steel tube that came out of the ceiling and it rolled down.
His feeder. His feeder.
After Mike looked at me and said, do you think you can do it? And I said, yes, he can. After we've established that girl with ice water in her veins isn't going to do it.
Right.
It's going to be Pony Boy. We start going through the run-through. And Pony misses a cue.
Like every single time. Because Pony... His brain works this way, where it's going in 30 different directions.
Always.
And that's one of the reasons where this requires, you know, it's a minor task, you would think.
Yeah.
But it requires unbelievable concentration.
And 40 milligrams of Adderall.
Yes.
You have to do it. Let me ask you this. Did you lube up at all before the show? Did you have a cocktail to steady your nerves?
I may have done that.
That a boy.
Yeah, good man.
Well, because
I'm going to applaud
when
that.
When we did a practice run in the dressing room, he was literally shaking.
I was starving, though.
You were starving, and I know you have your sugar glider metabolism.
The food helped you. The food helped.
Big time.
You were different. You came in. You looked like you were going to pass out. You were going to teeter over. And you hadn't eaten all day?
Correct.
And you weigh 113 pounds.
Yeah, so it's a problem.
That is a problem. Thanks, duh.
That, you know,
those are just excuses.
Incidentally, that happens to me constantly, where I will have something big in my life, and I won't eat all day.
It's happening right now.
Right, exactly.
Just let me add one more thing.
Yes.
When I went to Pony after the fact, I said, this will be just fine. And usually, especially because we've all been in this place before, you want someone to give you the, I got this. You can count on me.
Even if you're faking it, you know you got the three guys that got to be up on that stage. They need that confidence.
So I go just quickly before I get out of there, I say, you're going to be fine. This is going to be great.
Yes.
And he looked at me, stared me dead in the eyes and said, I need to get something to eat.
Oh. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, coach.
And I said, all right.
You did it, Pony.
You did. You nailed it. You only
screwed up, maybe twice. Yeah. But that was it. And at the end of the day, it was it ended up coming off without a hitch. We were very happy about
it. Two things. Speaking of the pictures on the screen, a lot of people have been asking about pictures posted from the event.
Thank you.
I do want to mention a thank you to my buddy Niels, who came out and actually stationed himself.
Niels?
Niels Granholm. Great
why
guy.
Why isn't it Neil?
It's Niels. I think it's German. N-I-L-S.
Well, why isn't that Nils, like Nils Lofgren?
No, it's always been Niels for him.
Niels.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask
you
him.
Know. Is he your buddy?
Yeah, I went to high school with him.
No, you've never asked him how
he No, that's how
Nils?
He says his name.
Nils?
I never question it because I enjoy the
is
man.
It one of your like clubby Rob Mob Nielsy? Is it one of those
no,
things?
No, yeah, Nielsy.
Where's
Nielsy and Jonesy?
Where's Niels and Ted's?
No, it's Niels. I've known him for, God, 25 years.
Niels.
He came out, volunteered. He stationed himself in the lobby and did the posed photographs in front of our backdrop.
He took the pictures?
Like at an ESPN event. Yes. And he did a magnificent job.
Where do people get those pictures?
Yeah, Oscar, where do they get them?
They'll get them at MikeOMaraShow.com. They will be posted today.
Really?
Yes.
For free?
For free.
So just check them out.
How cool is that?
Yeah, and we encourage you to share them on Facebook, on Twitter.
Yeah, but we wanted to make sure everyone could find
them. Did you get your picture taken, Cappy?
I didn't. Will he take it now?
We can.
Too late.
Not after Mike screwed with his name.
Niels.
But anyway, we will be releasing them in hunks throughout the week.
What's his full name?
Yeah, Niels Granholm.
Niels Granholm?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Das ist einen Fotografer for the Michael Mayer Show, Niels.
With very precision in the focus.
Well, thank you, Niels.
Isn't it strange that Rob had a friend with a German name when he was a kid?
Yeah, very,
very odd, isn't it?
Hey, I want to talk about this. So would I be, listen, you can only read the crowd so much.
Oh, this is something that is so true, though.
Would I be accurate in saying all of the Rob Spiewak white supremacist humor didn't go over very well?
To a point where I had, halfway through one of the PowerPoints, I said, look out, Mike, Nazi doesn't play.
Like,
because it was really, it was like, there was a couple cricket
moments. We have been doing that gag on you for 20 plus years.
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen.
I always thought it was funny. I guess.
Joined the show 4 years ago, and I said, that's not funny.
You should have said it louder.
Shut up, Oscar.
You should have said it louder.
Yeah. And then it's the helmet this, the coin this.
It's like, okay, this is Rob at one of his extracurricular activities, and we have a shot of Klansmen back on the screen.
Funny
and
stuff.
We go, hey, yeah, we know the Klan is bad. The Klan is bad.
And
thank
I said,
you very
I
much.
Said, yeah, you guys are against the Klan. Very bold.
Right.
Very bold. It but Nazi didn't odd. Play. And also, you want to talk about something that did work, and a sincere thanks to a guy who has never let us down, Gabe Strine,
mm-hmm.
who put together a cartoon
raves on that.
To open our show. Yep. And Oscar and I didn't even see it until Friday before the show.
Can I tell you how embarrassed I am that in all the years
is it the hat
that we have been doing? Thank you. No, it's my Full Throttle Saloon hat.
I know.
Shut up, Rob.
Are you wearing a shirt underneath that hoodie?
Okay. Yes, I'm wearing a t-shirt.
I'll make sure.
No, it's just the chest hair is making an escape.
No, you're not.
Yes, like, I am.
Yeah, let me see it.
I'm wearing a hair shirt.
That's great. Right, your chest hair is escaping from Alcatraz. Looks like Clint Eastwood planned that.
So see, this is the new show, Cappy. It takes like it's the blink of an eye. This is how quickly it happens. It's just like they turn on me rapidly. It's very, very exciting.
Back to Gabe. Back to Gabe.
And how were you embarrassed?
Gabe,
before the shirt. No. You zip it up any further, you're going to look like Kenny on South Park.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, they're mad.
So anyway,
yeah.
Oscar, you were talking to Gabe Strine last week after one of the shows. You're having a conversation with Gabe Strine. During that conversation, and this is the truth, Oscar, I had said, man, I should jump on the phone. But then you were off with him very quickly, and I didn't get a chance to talk.
He's not much of a chatterbox.
But the fact is, I realize I have not had a conversation with Gabe Strine in all the years he's been associated with the show.
Never.
Ever.
Wow.
And so Oscar texts me and said, did you remember or you should give Gabe Strine
a
call?
I said, what he did for us and what he's done for us over all these 4 or 5 years.
Never missed a deadline. Never
and
gave
Oscar
us anything
is,
less
Oscar
than
does
perfect.
That, Oscar does that to me constantly. And about 99.9% of the time, I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. And
I was amazed that Oscar took the time to tell you that because he's been so busy lately telling me how Nazi jokes aren't funny.
So Oscar tells me, and I'm literally looking in my phone because I couldn't, and I look, and I don't have Gabe Strine on my phone.
Wow.
And I said to myself, I text Oscar back, I said, get me his number, because I wanted to call him right away. And I could not believe, with all he has done, And Gabe has always worked through another person.
Yeah.
He's always worked through Oscar or before that through Mark. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I never had direct contact with Gabe. And it was such an omission on my part. So I get through, and fortunately he answers the phone. I call him right away because I said, this is long overdue. I said, and I forgot how he put it because he is a funny man. He said, well, it's a great hearing from you, Never. Something like that.
You and love that.
That broke the ice. Oh, that broke the ice.
He is really underspoken, but just a panic. He is so funny, and he took what we sent him, and he made it better. And he always does.
Can I kiss his ass, please? Can I have that? Can I have that moment to sure. kiss his ass? Because I'm the one that needs to say it more than anybody else.
You should call him.
We had a great conversation. He's a very funny guy. And I said, I am sorry for never, ever taking the time to talk to you because the guy is great, and his animations are terrific. We're going to have more of them on the show in the future.
That open will be on the MichaelMeraShow.com, that website. It will
fantastic.
Be
on.
Oh, you're going to get that for free?
For free.
There it is. So that's terrific
we
stuff.
Can reveal the title of it. It's called Leave It to O'Mara.
Yeah, Siree. Oh, man, I tell you, these layers are uncomfortable, too.
Yeah, I suppose they are.
We'll take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now that the day is over.
Just be glad you didn't zip your hair up into the zipper.
Welcome back. Shut up, Rob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody.
Hey. Almost there, as you said on the stage theater, State Theater.
Finish line,
Mike.
You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC. Now it's time to start your free trial of exclusive content on your living room, and on your mobile device with Hulu Plus. With Hulu, you can get content on your PC. Hulu Plus lets you watch it on TVs, game consoles, Blu-rays, Apple TV, or your smartphones or tablets. With Hulu Plus, you get your favorite content anywhere. I watched a documentary on Hulu Plus this past weekend. Actually, I think Friday I watched it, called Behind the Mask. What I love about these online services...
Is it about that movie with Cher?
No. Behind the Mask was the story of mascots. They go all the way from a high school mascot all the way up through a mascot, I think, for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and a guy that has done this... he's the most famous mascot because he did the ladder dunk. And it's one of the more amazing viral videos that you've seen. That's the kind of just great, interesting, original content you get on Hulu Plus. But you can get full seasons of your favorite shows, even full seasons of classic TV, when and where you want it. Hulu Plus has shows like Saturday Night Live, Community, Monday Night Raw, Modern Family, and TMOS listeners get an extended free trial right now. Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeOmaraShow.com or go to Hulu Plus/TMOS. And we loved our relationship with Hulu Plus, and I love surfing Hulu Plus because there's so much unique stuff to find. Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Hulu Plus.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
I was complaining earlier about the fact that in the Philippines, some of the video looks like the 1960s because the technology, it just doesn't seem like we're a global media world. We're seeing images, but it's not, I think, doing justice to the devastation over there in the ravaged Philippines from Typhoon Haiyan.
It's tragic.
Apparently, most of the video from all that coverage handled by the State Theater.
Yeah, Haiyan is the name of it. And the islands faced a daunting relief effort that had barely begun Monday. Bloated bodies laid uncollected, unaccounted for on the streets. Survivors pleaded for food and water. Police guarded stores to prevent people from hauling off food, water, and non-essentials like TVs, treadmills. There's a lot of looting going on.
Sure.
There was often no one to carry away the dead, not even those seen along the main road from the airport to Tacloban, the worst hit city along the country's remote eastern seaboard.
Horrifying, they say that the smell of death hangs in the air.
Hours before Typhoon Haiyan hit, Philippine authorities moved 800,000 people to sturdy evacuations centers, churches, schools, and public buildings, which is standard operating practice, but the brick-and-mortar structures were no match for the jet force winds and massive walls of waves that swept ashore Friday, devastating cities, towns, and villages, and killing thousands, including many of those who had huddled in government shelters. There will be, obviously, maybe we can get a Red Cross link up on MikeOmaraShow.com to get that taken care of. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that major powers were unified on an Iran nuclear deal. deal during the weekend talks in Geneva, but the Iranians were unable to accept it. Don't trust them.
Well, why would you?
Don't trust them. He also said critics of the diplomatic effort should withhold their comments until a deal is reached. They did not reach a deal. He spoke to reporters, John Kerry did, in Abu Dhabi. Kerry said the United States and its negotiating partners were unified when the proposal was presented to the Iranians. The French signed off on it. We signed off on it, Kerry said, but the Iranians did not accept it. Now, a lot of
talk... Jerk store.
Well, before this was happening, a lot of people were saying we were being sold a bill of goods, that this was not a good deal. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we didn't sign off on it because I don't trust them. I think they're still
not a bad deal.
You know, we'll see what happens.
They don't want a bad deal.
If they can get something that's verifiable, maybe it'll work. As if winning the World Series MVP wasn't enough, Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is becoming a producer of his own MTV television show.
What?
Really?
I'll watch it.
Hey, good news for you, Mike.
I'll watch it.
MTV Networks and Major League Baseball said Monday they are...
How does this DVR work?
They are collaborating on a weekly 30-episode series that melds pop culture and baseball.
Is it big poppy culture?
I'm not sure. Ortiz and Pittsburgh Pirates all-star outfielder Andrew McCutchen are both executive producers of the series. It's set to begin next spring around the start of the new season.
Cool.
The untitled series it'll likely air on MTV2, which tends to have more male viewers than its sister station. It will be shot at the MLB Fan Cave. That's a facility in an abandoned Tower Records store in Manhattan that has fan features. I can feel your disdain. I can feel
sucks.
It coming from the left side of the room.
You know what sucks is that Tower Records, that abandoned Tower Records?
Yes.
That's where I was when Carrie called me and said we're having a baby.
That's...
And now there
that's
is...
That's a double-level store, right?
It was one of the most...
Two floors.
Fantastic,
maybe three.
It used to be huge.
Fantastic record stores in the world, and now they're doing that.
Because records aren't selling anymore, Rob. They don't. Yeah. It's the technology has passed it by.
I still like it.
Well, you might like... Here's something for you. Downton Abbey.
Ha-ha! Wondrous!
Yes.
He's back.
Downton Abbey.
Strong, baby!
Now will return
for its fourth season in January. But now PBS is announcing the series will also be back for at least one more season after that.
Excellent.
Masterpiece executive producer Rebecca Eaton.
Of course that's her name.
Yeah.
That name is everything she probably is.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
I know there's one thing she's not eating.
Oh, my. Hey.
What are you doing?
Oops, sorry. It'll be back. She says Downton fans can rest easy knowing that a fifth season is on the way. Of course she's going to say it that way. I love Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Did she talk about the David Ortiz show?
But you don't love undershirts.
I don't.
Stop it. Now that's way over the line. How dare you?
Never going to happen again. This is like an undershirt.
Yes, it is, except it's over.
Okay.
It's an overshirt. The Germans call it an Uber shirt.
A Brazilian prostitute.
Have you heard this?
A Brazilian prostitute gave an interview to some website in which she described the sex with Justin Bieber as super delicious.
Oh.
She added that it lasted about an hour.
Oh, wow.
The prostitute says, quote, I wrote that in there, the prostitute. The prostitute that Justin Bieber was with, that prostitute.
Yeah, her hooker.
The hooker. She said, quote, I wanted to do everything with him. I did everything.
Oh, that's great.
And now on to the detail. The detail you've been waiting for.
Yes.
How is Justin Bieber, you know?
Yeah.
Down there?
Yeah.
The Justin packing?
Sure.
She says he was, quote... Average.
Oh.
He forgot to tip her.
Average. Oh.
Should have been like another. Here's another $1,000.
Average. La, la, la.
And now it's time for a little something something.
Yes.
Fast food bathrooms might be the least sexy places on earth. And yet some people still find a way to get busy in them.
Yes.
On Thursday night, the police in Teagard, Oregon. Is it Teagard? Is that the way you... Do you know
Teagard
that, Cappy?
Sounds proper.
You're a West Coaster.
It's pronounced Oregon.
Teagard, Oregon.
Oregon!
They got a call about a couple who'd locked themselves in the bathroom of a Sonic drive-in to get it on.
Barb and Chuck Moody.
So the cops showed up and knocked on the door. When it opened... 43-year-old Johnny Eugene Hayes.
Hey, Johnny Eugene Hayes.
He took off running.
Sure he did.
Johnny Eugene.
Hey, Johnny Eugene, you best come back to the Sonic.
Johnny Eugene, what you doing running away from the Sonic when you're getting it on?
You best come back to the Sonic and finish me off, Johnny Eugene.
Johnny Eugene Hayes. So the cops chased him
yeah.
and eventually used their taser to catch him. Then they found out an out-of-state driver's license showed that he is an unregistered sex offender.
Wow.
Johnny Eugene Hayes.
So not only is he a sex offender, he's disorganized.
He was arrested. He was arrested and charged with public indecency, identity theft, furnishing false information to a police officer, and failure to register as a sex offender. The woman he was with wasn't arrested or charged. She was just given a large bag of tater tots. That's what they sell there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, sure. Johnny Eugene loves them.
You can eat your tots,
Here's
Johnny
tots.
Eugene.
There you go.
You're going to eat your tots?
Your tots. They're nice and warm. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have not had time, nor have I paid any attention outside of maybe checking it two or three times yesterday to my fantasy team. I think my fantasy, I have a lot of people that they were either going last night. When did Dallas play? Last night?
Last night.
Yes.
Dallas, New Orleans, right?
Yes.
Last night?
Yes.
How did Dez Bryant do?
Not so well.
Okay.
You see, Mike is good.
Talking about FanDuel.
Though, if you this was 2012, he would have done amazing.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Because he had a great game. Yeah. Last year.
I know he did.
Yeah.
No, but I was on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
So why would he have a good game when I'm starting him?
You really are, Mike. You just need to have better fantasies,
yeah.
I think. Hey, stop fantasizing about 2012.
Philip Rivers, thanks for that 27 points.
That's
anyway, yeah, because what I didn't do is I didn't start my own team. It was Josh's team.
Oh, you know, and he was very busy not putting the drums in my truck, so lots of time for him to be
did
on
the Did he not put the drums in your truck?
He was great.
We're going to have to chat with Josh. Really, we're going to have a chat with Josh.
Plenty of time to get a beer.
His stage presentation was great with the bone.
It was great.
That was good. Anyway, we're talking about FanDuel. 1 week fantasy football leagues for real money. Immediate weekly cash payouts with no waiting. FanDuel.com. No upfront fees. They have given out over $135 million, or at least they will this year. Go to FanDuel.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use the code TMOS to get the new user special. The first 200 listeners to sign up will have their deposit matched up to $200.
But free money.
Enter the code TMOS when you join. FanDuel.com. And let me know how your team's doing. Because, you know, everyone's kicking my ass.
Right.
Aww. And if I can't share the joy of my victories, at least you can share the joy of yours
and
with me.
And they're winning your money.
Yes, they are.
That's right.
Technically, you're absolutely right.
You know what would really be nice is just send you a thank you note.
That's FanDuel. FanDuel.com. Use our code TMOS and sign up today. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, November 11th, 2013.
It is Veterans Day, and every Veterans Day, I tend to think of my grandfather. So love you, Big Daddy.
Yeah, me and my dad, too. Absolutely.
Lewis Black had something very clever to say about veterans. I played this last year, but I'd like to play it again this year.
Big news this year with the disabled veterans. Many who came back and weren't getting the proper care they should be getting, and a lot of them not getting their checks on time, their disability checks. Look, if you want to go to war, that's fine. But when the people come back from fighting that war, you better be sure they get everything that they need.
Amen.
How do you not get the checks to these people on time? It turns out that the Veteran Administration doesn't have computers. Well, get them the computers! Don't tell me that every veteran can't get a check on time when I can download 13 million vaginas in a minute!
So the next time you write something on Facebook or read a book or buy a newspaper, know we have that right because of our veterans. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely, and we have so many young veterans, so many people much younger than us that are coming back every single day. And it's just this holiday, I think, finally, most people do get it in America. Yeah. I believe that. I believe people respect and honor the service. For a long time, we had a lot of peacetime where people just didn't track with it. Now we should. We got a lot of young veterans out.
Glad you bring that up. 13 Marines came back from Afghanistan last week. They were together, and the airline upgraded six of them to first class because there were six available seats in first class empty. I thought that was very nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what happened next was even better.
13 Marines returning home from Afghanistan are treated like the heroes that they are at Chicago O'Hare International Airport. First, a retired Marine made sure that they were thanked in style. With cheers from a crowd, policemen in a fire truck water salute, how incredible. But the icing on the cake, seven first class American Airlines passengers gave up their seats so that the Marines could all sit together and fly in style for the last leg of their trip.
Isn't that awesome?
So cool.
You know, it just must be me, but I'm thinking about What about the other six?
No, I'm saying they gave them six, but the other seven seats, they gave them.
They all got seats.
Seven people gave up first class seating for the Marines.
I was confused by that. Okay.
I should have presented it better.
So they all got it.
All 13 Marines were in first class, and they all sat together.
That's good stuff. Here's the way this worked. My mom taught me this about volunteering.
Yeah.
As great as it was for those Marines, it was just as great for the people that gave up their seats.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the best thing about that. That's the way it works.
Rewarding.
You do something like that for somebody else, you get the payback yourself. It's fun.
Thank you. Veteran today.
Yep.
We lost Lou Reed. Was it last week? Maybe
yes.
10 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
His last interview has surfaced, and he says something about music that I found really, really cool. This is the last interview that Lou Reed did.
I'm very emotionally affected by sound. Sound for me is like a dress for you. Sounds are the inexplicable. Sound is like light. What is light? What is sound? Sound is more than just noise. And ordered sound is music. The first memory of sound would have to be your mother's heartbeat for all of us. So the thing is that's interesting is you grow up from when you're a peanut listening to rhythm. And that's why we love. It's so simple.
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
Wow.
That's neat. Good. That's very, very cool.
Talking music, I get so many great listeners have been sending me isolated vocals of pop records since we started playing them. Many of them are good. Every now and then one a great one shows up. Do you like the voice of Lindsey Buckingham?
Oh, absolutely.
Check this out.
If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. Open up, everything's waiting for you. You can go your own way. Go your own way.
Now, Justin Bieber can last an hour in bed, but he can't sound like that.
Baby, I'd give you my word.
Such a great band.
Absolutely.
I just want to hear him hit the note in context because it's great.
Waiting for you. You can go your own way.
So David Ortiz is getting a show, which is terrific. But you know what? He's not the baseball player I'd give a show to. I'd give it to George Brett.
George Brett. Oh, yes. George Brett is really, really off the cuff.
Now,
let us revisit this.
This is an old moment when he was, I think, actually coaching some people on the field. And he was just talking
about diarrhea.
And he was talking about soiling himself. Here's the great Hall of Famer. Yes.
Yes.
George Brett.
Right side. Back to the right, gentlemen. Both hands. Right side.
Pardon.
The left side.
My pants last night. I did. Went out and had a great meal, just a great meal. And I had to go to the bathroom so bad in the car. I'm going, travel, hurry up, man. I got to. I had my pants. Twice a year for that.
Yeah, he's good twice a year for that. Now, that's not the story where he asked his pants in the casino and had to call a friend from the bathroom.
That's a different story.
I
didn't know he had two.
Don't you remember that one?
Yes, I do remember that one. When he goes into the deal. This is not the same story?
Different story.
Oh, my God. He's done it. So he does do it twice a year.
Well, he's getting older. But right. I do want you to hear George Brett versus an autograph hound. Now, he really lays into this guy. But the funny thing is in the video, he still signs it.
That's funny.
But he is the rudest to an autograph seeker that I've ever heard, the great George Brett.
This is the last time I ever seen you like that. I'm gonna shoot your hands down. The last time ever.
Can't hear it, Rob. Can't understand it.
He's saying, F this, F this. This is the last effing time I'm ever going to do this. Leave me the F alone. But the whole time he's signing the flag. Give him a TV show.
He probably needs to go poo.
Yeah, probably. Urgency.
That's right.
And you could watch your language.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry about that.
This is something I want your opinion on. On, I believe, December 5th, NBC is going to do The Sound of Music, the full play, live on television.
Oh, wow.
Live. I mean, with no net.
And I finally get to see it.
It's going to be with Carrie Underwood and Baron Von Trapp?
Probably.
Is played by Stephen Moyer from True Blood, mm-hmm. The vampire from True Blood.
Oh, that's a good choice.
So here's the promo for it.
Nobody does stuff like this for one night.
These are a few of my favorite
You old queen.
But it's so weird. The thing that really throws me about it is
they're doing it on TV?
Live.
Okay.
And this is something that hasn't been done in like 30 or 40 years. It has the promise to be a total cluster.
And Stephen Moyer is Bill Compton, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the main vampire in True Blood.
So I'm very much looking forward to it and hoping that something horrible happens. So be aware that
when's it
going to
be on again?
I think it's December 5th.
Oh, I might watch that with my girlies.
Stay with it. And you know what? It's great. But be careful. If you are at Omaricon, remember, there are Nazis.
That's right.
And Nazis don't play.
Ponyboy is running the screen for that.
Very good. And also, here we are. Bill Maher had another great episode this weekend. Here he is on the previously mentioned on today's show, the greatest mayor in the world, Toronto's Rob Ford.
But I tell you something, now that Americans have gotten a good long look at what's going on with the mayor of Toronto, we're looking pretty good for once. Have you seen this guy in Toronto on the news? You gotta love a guy whose excuse is, you know what, I don't really remember I was smoking crack because I was in a drunken stupor. How dare you say I'm a crackhead, I'm a blackout drunk. You know what?
So at least you understand it. That's your Magic Audio Vault.
That's it.
Thank you, everyone, for coming out this weekend. Have a great Monday.
Thank you all for coming to Omaricon. Cappy Pfeiffer, thank you. For those of you that have never heard me say this, I've said it a bunch of times, so I'll say it again. Cappy, one of the biggest supporters from the very beginning of TMOS, and we love you, and thank
you
so much for everything you do for our show.
Thank you.
We really
thank
love
you
having
guys.
You come
I
by.
Love
and it's
you all.
Great when you come in from the left coast to visit, and
thanks.
Hope you had a good weekend, too.
Had a great weekend.
We got to get out of here. For technical support questions regarding the Mike O'Mara Show, please contact Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for our show can be sent to TMOS, Box 3, Manassas, Virginia 20108. And don't forget, our e-voice is on 800-440-8167. That's 800-440-8167. That's it. We got to get out of here. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs, like wills for $69, LLCs for $99, plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom. That's discount code TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.